The increasing size of the immigrant community in Cherokee County has caused some concerns and has led to recent laws being passed. As we were talking to people in the community, we gathered thoughts on the topic. Here are the thoughts of two Cherokee County residents.
I'm trying to think, like exit 16 when you get off and then you go into where like Must Ministries is, and then there's that IGA grocery store, like that is all Hispanic, like that whole, and there's a couple streets back over there that's all of it is Hispanic, and then they have the Mexican immigrants standing on the street corners looking for work. I don't think they care one way or the other. I think they just want a place to live. No, they're pissed off about it, but I mean, I don't think they really appreciate it. I know there's a home down, and I'm talking about Canton because it's my point of reference, but it's rented out to Hispanic families, and they're not taking care of it. It's ugly. It's an eyesore, and there's like toys in the front yard, and the grass is growing over, and they have like 7,000 cars parked there. I mean, they're doing a job, whether they pay taxes or not. They're still doing a job, and I don't appreciate the fact that they come here and don't pay taxes and use the benefits of our system, but I don't know. They still are doing a job that nobody else would do. They're the ones on the side of the road picking up trash. They're the ones, you know, cleaning the toilets or flipping the burgers or whatever. They're doing something.
Specifically, the increase in the Hispanic population is really quite astounding. Particularly the ones that are in school, they're probably going to either become permanent residents. I can't say that they're going to become citizens. I can't even give you any kind of concrete figure on those that are illegal or legal. So the assimilation to American culture is directly related to the acceptance of the parents in the society. You do have enclaves in Cherokee County of predominantly Hispanic people, particularly in Canton. There's two locations, one they call Little Havana. It's primarily Mexican Hispanic. And then you also have another enclave, which is really quite fascinating. It's a Guatemalan population. And the figures that I saw off of the 2000 census, there was about a 380% increase in the Guatemalan population between 1990 and 2000. And it's growing even more rapidly, and they're coming through a chain migration from primarily two or three cities in northern Guatemala. The people that migrate internationally are primarily young males, and they'll come and send money back in the form of a remittance. And this is making up the third largest portion of the Mexican economy, is money's being sent back from the United States. But what they see up here once they become established and start working is they see a better education system, they see a better health care, and they see increased opportunities. So they generally send back for the remainder of their family. And then once their family, the immediate family, comes to the United States, that's when the child starts entering schools and being cared for. Now, whether they're illegal or not, that's beside the point. The main point is their taxes are still paying for this, and they're paying for it by way of property tax. Even if they're renting a house, they're indirectly paying property tax, so they should be, you know, have the education system specifically at their disposal. So that is kind of a moot point where it comes to, oh, they're not paying their taxes, so they shouldn't be getting these services. But the young single male that migrates sees the better opportunities, and then you also have the different push factors coming out of particularly Mexico right now with the political upheaval that's going on down there. There won't be a decrease in population crossing the border, there'll be an increase.
Only time will tell what influence and impact these immigrants will have on Cherokee County, as well as whether or not these new laws have any effect. For Taking Place, I'm Todd Ferrari.